Welcome back to Navigating Postpartum Wellness Podcast, where motherhood and wellness meet faith, presence, and honest conversations. From Navigating Postpartum Wellness Media, we unpack the real work of motherhood beyond the highlight reels. I'm your host, Dre Williams, writer, founder of Navigating Postpartum Wellness Media, and a mom of two. This space is for every mom who's carrying the weight of expectations but choosing to build softer, sustainable rhythms of wellness. Together, we'll talk about the inner work, breaking cycles, finding balance, and leaning into God's vision for your life. Because you're not just raising kids, you're raising the standard of living. If you have ever felt overwhelmed but deeply called to more, you're in the right place. Let's dive in.
Okay, can I be real with y'all? I just looked at my podcast data and I just want to even start this off as saying, like, oh, thank you to every person who's listening and supporting me. Like, I really appreciate you tuning in, listening to me talk, and just be a part of this community. It means so much because I literally love my podcast. I love that I can pour into you. And hopefully you're like, I love listening to you go on your tangents or give us advice or just being real about where you are in life. And that just means so much. And words can't explain. Like, I'm just literally grateful, filled with gratitude. But with that said, let's get into it. All right. So I've just been seeing so many cool opportunities in life, like just knowing that once you focus on the vision that you have and just put it in God's hand, like leave your hand open, literally, like you don't know what to expect. No, not right now. Okay, yeah. So my youngest is talking to me, asking me a random question, but it's just like, instead of us trying to be so strict about where we're supposed to be, have a vision for you where you want to be, but keep your hand open because you don't know how God's going to direct you to the destination. Like, we're getting towards the end of the year, and I've just been reflecting on what we've been through this year, and it was like a full reset of what we're going on. It's been a full reset. Humility. Humbling. Like, literally, like, a shift in our mentality and in our expectations. There's the word. There's been so many shifts with you, and finally to the point where I'm just like, whew, this is like the end of the year, but we ended up exactly where we're supposed to be. And for that, I'm extremely grateful. Just like, okay, we are able to have so much support from my in-laws. Like, I have help in-house, right? I'm able to still be home and just focus on my craft and my creativity while being present with my kids, homeschooling them. And it does not look ideal. Like, this is not the American dream setup, like, you know, living multi-generationally, homeschooling, me being at home with my kids. Like, I would have never thought I would be here. But I'm like, I'm so excited because there's just endless opportunities doing this for me. It's more like, okay, well, you know, we can focus on this being present for our kids and be able to endless opportunities. And I know everyone's situation, not saying everybody's journey is different. And this is what I'm learning to embrace my own journey. Like, for us, being on one income while we're trying to grow generationally and doing things different from what we've seen, it takes sacrifice and it takes creativity in the sense of like learning how to do things that are not traditional and being comfortable with it. Not saying you're comfortable in the sense of like you don't ever want to, you know, do more. It's more so like being content like where you are. And for me, when I say the endless opportunities, like everything that we've been praying for in the past 5 years, it's starting to start moving forward. We're starting to see like, oh, wow, like, okay, this coming together. We didn't know that in this season it would look like this, but it's coming together. So it's pretty cool. I want your thoughts. Like, what's your thoughts on how you would do, On your journey, like, what's your vision for your family in the next couple of years, or like, where do you see yourself? Because oftentimes we could say, oh, I want to do this, I want to do that, blah, 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 and then life happens. But if you know your pillars, what keeps you going, like the three main things or 3 to 5 main things that you focus on, everything else around it can grow. And not necessarily meaning at the pace that you want it to go, it's just like I said, I'm gonna keep my hand open. Like, it's just like there's this quote you hear, like, once you, what is it? It's like once you step away from like a garden and you let God do his work, then you can flourish or something like that. Like, basically, the quote was something like how you have to step away, like, not trying to always hover. Like, for example, say that if you have a garden, right? And you're planting seeds, you're not going to be able to dig up the seed every day just to see if you're making progress. It's more so like you have to trust in that you're watering and taking care of the plant so that it can eventually start sprouting. Because even for me, I know I love to garden. Even for me, I have plants in our backyard right now. Yes, it's wintertime. I'm planting like kale, lettuce, sage, and a few other things like to get us started. But anyways, it took almost a week or almost 2 weeks for it, like maybe 7 to 14 days, just to see it starting to sprout. And so imagine if I went outside every day in the backyard, like, why am I not seeing anything? We have to be able to trust, like, whenever I do go back there, it may be something, but if it's not, I'm not tripping because I know it's still going to be something that's flourishing. And we have to feel like that in our own life. Like, I'm planting the seeds, like, even if it's like you reading to your kids every day, or you getting up a little earlier to take care of yourself, or you trying to figure out, what you enjoy doing, or just working out, like the typical things. Maybe even if you want a new career, or you want to do whatever you want to do, okay? Because I don't know what you enjoy. If you want to share with me, I would love that. But yeah, like for me, I'm still learning new things about myself. Like, I'm learning my new style because I'm like, yeah, I don't know. I like to wear loungewear and I like to get dressed up, but I'm just like, when I get dressed, I don't know what I necessarily like feel my best in. So that's something I'm working on learning. And also, y'all, during the summer, I did a big purge of my closet. So I threw out like the shoes I don't wear anymore. I had it for years and I don't even wear them, or like clothes I don't even need. Like, I just did a big reset. So now I have like the basics. Like, it looked like a capsule wardrobe, literally. So I had to do a reset for like the clothes I like. But I'm still learning to figure out, okay, what styles do I like? Do I like this? And you know how like you'll see a style that you like, and then when you put it on, it don't fit your body type. So it's just like just learning things like that. Like, I bought some shoes I've been wanting, okay. And now that I have them, I'm like, I could have went without. They're not as comfortable as I thought they would be. So it's just a journey. Like, enjoy the process. Enjoy that you are going to make mistakes. You are going to make wrong turns. But at the end of the day, God's going to put you where you're supposed to be. So I hope this helps you, encourages you. And I'm just super grateful. The holidays are coming up. I don't even know what I'm gonna be doing. I'm just focused on being present. I already put my Christmas tree up though, and of course the kids took majority of the ornaments off, so we only have like a couple left at the top where they can't reach them. So now I'm gonna have to redo that. But we're still working on the Christmas spirit. I'm still training our puppy. If you don't know, we got a puppy over the summer. My husband surprised me with a puppy because, let's be honest, I had to rehome my first dog that I got in my when I got out of college. It was a Yorkie. I love Yorkie so much. That was my ride or die. And at the time when I got her, I didn't think, oh, I would have a family, I would have kids. Like, I thought it was just gonna be me and her. And later on that year, I met my husband. By the time it was my husband, like, we met on Tinder. And that's crazy because me and him both were like, our somebody told us to get on Tinder and we tried it and we ended up finding each other, which is such a beautiful story by itself, especially with our anniversary coming up. But anyways, I got the Yorkie and man, I loved her. She was with me for years. And then once I had my first son, really her behavior really started getting going downhill. I know it was like a lot of change and things like that. So she was already strong-willed, and she was chilling with us until, it was like, okay, now, because when I met my husband, he came to my apartment at the time for the first time. She was so upset. She peed on my bed. Like, we had to. At the time, I didn't even have extra set. Like, no, I didn't have a washer and dryer in that apartment. So it was like the first night I met my husband's parents. We had drove all the way back to his parents' house to get some of the sheets from their house so I could change my sheets because I had no washer and dryer. And I was like, well, I'm gonna get some sheets right now. I'm not about to run to the store. But anyway, long story short. But with our first son, that's when her behavior really was like tough. Like she was like, it was a whole nother level. Like she was barking, she was like pooping in her crate, stepping in it. It was like a lot of anxiety. And so, got to a point where she, my 1 year old, toddlers, when he turned one, he was trying to jump on a dog, like, being a kid, like he's curious about the dog, and she would just be very anxious. Like she didn't snap at him or bite him or anything. She was just very uncomfortable. And I've been trying for like the first year of a change, like trying to help her adjusting things, but it was just too much. So I ended up reaching out to the breeder I got her from, and we were able to rehome her to a really good family because honestly, the season changed. And although I would love to keep her, but she was very anxious and uncomfortable and wasn't happy anymore. And I could just tell, like, I don't know if y'all could ever feel like that when your pet feels like unhappy or just any type of way. So my husband knew that. I've been missing my dog earlier this year. It's almost been like 2 years since we rehomed her, and the people didn't once they had her, like I didn't even charge them, pay them or anything. I just rehomed her, like gave her all the stuff away. I heard from them one or two times after that they ghosted me, and although I want to check in with her, it's not able, so that hurt even more. So I was like, okay, well, the next dog I have to I'm getting, I want her to be long term. I want her to be a good fit for the family, and this mini Bernie Doodle is amazing. Okay, I love her. Like she's I wouldn't say easy to train, but she's very more laid back than a Yorkie. So like she was able, once she got over the I don't want to be in my crate, she's able to just chill in there on her own. But then when she comes out to play, the kids love her. If the kids get a little rough with her, she's fine with it. She's like, okay, I love it. And so it's just different seasons for different things. And I know people like, well, I got pushback from friends and family when I rehomed her, but I was like, I had to do what was best for our family and her, because it's just I tried, but it just wasn't working. And that was just long story short. But all in all, seasons change, and we sometimes we have to let some things go for better. Like honestly, as much as I love my Yorkie, I'm like, oof, the Yorkies are a lot compared to even my mini Bernie Doodle. Like sis, I love her to death. Like she just so chill and go with the flow. And we're still training her. Okay, she's still getting trained, but sis is just a blessing that I need. I'm so grateful my husband got her for me because, yeah, that's my girl. But yeah, that's my little tangent about my. I don't even know how I got started telling you my story about my Yorkie, but yeah. But after this, I am going to extend this out, and so I'll be back. Also, I do want to say I canceled my Kindle Unlimited because the books are cool on there, but they're not the typical books that I like to read. Like the books that I actually want to read, you have to pay for. So I'm like, if I gotta pay for the book, then I might as well go get it from a store. And I miss having books I can use, physical books, because I love physical books, flipping through the pages and things like that, and not being on my phone or like a iPad or anything like that. And also, my kids, even they have their iPads, even though they don't get on them like typical. Like I use them more so for like learning, and my son will try to, to watch his shows, but he has screen time limit to it because y'all know how I feel about technology. Like it has to be a balance of it. But also, I thought, with the Kindle Unlimited, like oh, my kids could read books on it, where I could send them books to their iPad, and that's the books that they can see. Turns out it doesn't work like that. What you have to do is log into your actual Kindle account for them to have access to the books. And I'm like, I don't want my kids just clicking random books if they don't know if it's part of the unlimited. So what I did was I looked for another book at Epic. And I like Epic, but let me tell you about Epic. They can't have my money. Because think about it like this. With Epic, they give the schools free access Monday through Friday from like the school hours. But then say, parents have to pay for the app. Yeah, it's not that much. It's like the principle behind it for me. Like if also like for homeschool parents, they're like, well, only certified teachers and things get access to Epic for free. And although I was a teacher, my certification expired, so I couldn't use that, but I'm just saying like homeschool parents shouldn't have to pay for resources. Like subscriptions add up really fast. Like a lot of things we have to pay for ourselves. Like if I pay for Epic, if I pay for all these curriculums and things like that. So what I decided to do is use Khan Academy Kids, and I like Endless Readers. And I just decided to pay for Endless Readers because what I'm not going to be doing is paying for a subscription, and they're saying like the subscription I'm paying for is going back to the schools. Like, why is my money going back to the school so that they can use it for free, but I'm paying for it? I don't like that. And also, they use it where kids use it during the school day, but it's basically to trap the parents into paying for Epic since the kids will like it so much at school. And I'm like, no, that's not a good business model. So I tried to try it with them. I really did like the app, but I'm not paying for that because I'm like, I just the principle behind it is not for me. But I am still looking for new homeschooling apps if y'all are ever interested. So I do have, or let me know which ones you use. So I use Khan Academy Kids that has the library on it and different subjects for my kids. And then they also go into Khan Academy that they can use later. But I also like IXL, but I didn't want to pay for IXL right now. Because that's more so like for testing kind of thing. But I like that they have the free app that they could test it out. But my kids really like the Endless Readers Academy, I think it's Endless Academy or something like that. I have to look it up. But they like that really a lot. But what I do is for them, we do one core lesson day where they sit with me and get their work done. And then throughout the week, I let them do some learning on tech or they do work with me still. Like it just depends on what we're doing that week. But now I'm trying to get ready with the arts and crafts for the holidays. I want to make some keepsakes for them. And then I saw this movie where they did like the 12 days of Christmas. Like each day, they would get a gift, not a gift, but a card on a Christmas tree from Santa. And I really. Don't get me started on a tangent about that, but just for them being young and cool, like just for the nostalgia for them for right now, nostalgia. Like put a letter on a tree from Santa, and then they open a card, it tells them what they're doing that day, and it gives them something to look forward to, just like Elf on the Shelf. So that's something I'm working on planning for them, and just continue to do some learning activities because right now my 4-year-old, he's more so in a fluency stage. Working on like word families, like getting more fluent with his reading the sentences, like getting more fluent with that and getting faster with math application and working on his handwriting. So really cool with him. And then my youngest is still working on his letter sounds and letter ID. And he's good with some counting, but we're just starting to do like adding and subtraction with him. And I know a lot of people say, oh, they shouldn't be doing academic stuff like learning right now, things like that. But for me, I feel like this is their foundation, their sponge. They just soak it up 10, 15 minutes a day, even less than that. It's just repetition teaching them. And I know I seen you post like, your kids don't need to be reading before like kindergarten and stuff like that. For me, that wasn't my goal. Like, oh, they need to be reading. No, it was more so like learning, like teaching them to learn. Like, life is learning, but I want them to have a foundation. So if my son does go somewhere and he wants to read a book, you can read the book or count some money. Like it's real-world application to it. Because even if we go to the store, I'm like, this costs this much, and then how much is this? So it's like you're teaching them life skills along with it, and they have to have that foundation. So me teaching them right now is more so like this is lifelong skills that I want you to learn. It's not so more me pressuring them like my kids need to be XYZ before a certain age. I know. Learning is lifelong, and even for me, it holds me accountable because I'm telling them, like, make sure you read at least one book a day, making sure that you're doing some type of learning skill, like, even if it's not just core lessons, like, they're learning through life application, like building things and drawing and coloring and just interacting with the world. That's my little spiel about that. It's never too learn, never too early to read to your kids or teach them skills that are important in the world. But with that said, that's why I'm just trying to find some really good apps. And I know I've seen something about like iPad kids, about like kids who are attached to the iPad. And I'm like, my kids are not attached to their iPad because we do a balance of it. So even recently, they had those kid tablets that are. I like the concept of them, like where it's children friendly. You can block certain stuff. You can do screen time on it. And they have like books and stuff on it and learning games that can download. But the reason why I like that, because at the time when iPads first came, when I first had my youngest son, I didn't see, my oldest son, I didn't see the same features on the iPad, but the iPads had those features now, so it's pretty cool because the Androids don't really last that long. Like they got those tablets for Christmas, but they're not even working that well right now. So the iPads were able to have the things that were on the what's that called on the tablets. So like their usual games like Fish School. What else do they like to do on there? Fish School, Endless Reader activities. They like to do a little car wash game, like little stuff. But I give them like a screen time to it because I'm like, you're not about to sit on these iPads all day. You're gonna be able to use technology, but also take a break from it and do other things. And my oldest will tell me to take free time. I'm like, yeah, buddy. Like we're gonna find some stuff. Like right now, they're in the living room, building with tile magnets and with their cars and some blocks. Building up a castle, would be said. So it's like I like for them to have both exposures to both, but also know that it's a balance. Like, don't depend on technology, it's a resource. And you can go without it. And then I was going to tell you something else before I finished what I was doing. I forgot. But yeah. But yeah. And oh. Yeah, so with the iPads too, you can do family sharing where you can share apps. And my husband and I recently are trying out the Apple One Premier where you can get different apps like the arcade, you get more storage, like 1 terabyte of storage, access to the news, Apple Fitness, and Apple Music. And we can share it all around. So, like, I don't like my kids on YouTube. So, what I did was like now I'm learning like, oh well, you had an iPad, you can listen to your Apple Music. Like they have their own Apple Music where one you can filter like they can only listen to clean songs. But my son, like his favorite songs right now, like the PJ Mask or Bluey soundtrack and things like that, he can listen to them around the loop. Like, no, we don't need to get on YouTube for you to listen to that. Or no, we don't have to get points from Pandora to listen to that. So I've been making them their own playlist, and then me and my husband have our own playlist, like nobody's playlist. It's not on the other's playlist. Everybody has separate stuff. And I think it's good for them so as they get older. And we're just testing it out right now. So everything I do, I'm always open to learning and just doing different things, see what works. Like maybe 1 week something works and then it doesn't. It's part of life. Like I'm learning as I'm learning along with my kids. So yeah, that's my little homeschool tangent. And what are y'all doing? What ideas do y'all have for the holidays? 'Cause I don't have any right now. I'm just being present. But yeah, 'cause, but my son did mention he wants to do like ice skating and go see Christmas lights. And I know out here in, well, in Atlanta, they have it where you can drive through to see Christmas lights. And then there was another one where you can walk around in person and they have like, I can't remember where it is though. I have to look it up. It's like where you can, have the what is that called? They have like apple cider and have hot cocoa and stuff like that. So I'm trying to figure out that now. I told my husband, like, yeah, we need to sit down and plan it together because I don't have full mental capacity to figure this out. And we're gonna do it along with ChatGPT to help me out. If you know, you know. But yeah, so I'm just super grateful. I know my son had having a tough day because he's tired, but we're gonna work through it until bedtime. But yeah. And if y'all like these, please leave me a review. Okay? Like it, review it. Let me know what more topics you wanna hear, what topics. You can also hit me up. You can either DM me on social media or Instagram. I usually check that like once a week. Or you can email me maybe info at navigatingpostpartumwellness.com because I actually check my emails consistently. So yeah, you let me know what y'all want to hear. I'm here for you, but I'm also like just expressing who I am, things that I go on throughout the day. I got this inspiration too because I like to see the day in the life. YouTube content. I only watch really one person. It's like her name is Real Mommy TV times two, I think, is Zaria. I think that's her name. Ooh, if I hope I didn't butcher her name. Something Zaria call me? Yeah. I like her content, but it just inspired me, like, okay, well, I know for me I'm not always able to sit and look at dating life. That's the only one I really watch. Like, y'all really don't ever be on YouTube. But when I came across her, I'm like, oh yeah, gotta watch this, gotta lock in. But I say I want to do something like that for you all, but more audio version so you can have it. You can listen to it while you're driving, at the gym, cooking dinner, laundry, clean up. Like, you can have it either in your earphones or play it out loud. It's just give you guys more access and more raw content. So just feel like girl talk, like we just vibing, having a good time, and I enjoy it. I really do enjoy making these for you all, and sometimes, I have them scheduled out, depending on what it is, just so that y'all always have content, because I want to be consistent with these. I know I only post once a month, yeah, for my regular content, but here we are. But I also have blogs too. Like, if you ever want to be like, I want to hear more, you could read more on the blogs at navigatingpostpartumwellness.com because I had blogged too. Those are more in depth because I love to write, and y'all know I have books available and I have a new book coming out soon as well. So, yeah. Oh, I forgot to mention, yeah, I told y'all I watch Real Mommy TV times two, but I also like the Raising Kate's channel too on YouTube. Like, I'm really not a YouTube video watcher. Like, I was watching someone, but I really don't resonate with their content anymore. Even though sometimes I may watch it, like, I don't have nothing to do in this moment and I want to watch something. But those two are when I'm on heavy. It seems more like my lane. Like, okay, I love seeing things like this. It's wholesome, it's real, like authentic, but it's also just beautiful. I just love seeing black women being present with their kids and being able to have a home and things like that. It's just so many things that I really just enjoy seeing the content. And I'll be back because my son is crying. Okay, so before I end this episode, I do want to genuinely ask y'all a question. Because right now I'm in a mood, right? Because you ever have like hard, tough day couple days with the kids, and then this one day is your glimmer. Your kids acting right, nobody melting down, everybody chilling. And then that next day come and it's back to just chaos and a tough time. Like, I know they're kids, yes, I get it. But sometimes I just want to have a day where nobody's screaming and hollering, melting down because they're not getting their way over stuff that's so simple. Like, I'm like, okay, let's do tech time for a little bit. Let's be creative, find things to do. And still hard. And then I'm like, ooh, I know we've been wanting to watch Lilo and Stitch. The new movie that came out. And so I'm like, okay, let's finally do the movie night today. I know I said no tech, but then I'm like, well, we can finally do like a family activity. Comes to it, I'm thinking like, ooh, this is gonna be the highlight of my day. We ain't finished the movie, we ain't even get past after the social worker left the house. Because when it started with, okay, my husband made this hot chocolate. And I told them to get one snack. So they had their snack. So then my oldest me with my own snack. He like, oh, I want your snack. So then he started making a big deal about it. So I'm like, here, just had it. So I'm like, whatever. Now I don't have a snack. Let me go get another snack. Then The movie starts, and then my son is like, "Well, I need more snacks. I need more snacks." And we're like, "That's not the purpose of a movie. Like, you're supposed to watch the movie." Meanwhile, my youngest is locked in. He eating a snack, drinking hot chocolate, watching a movie. And it was my oldest. Like, he just been on 1,000 today. I don't know what it is. I know he's tired. And we're like, "Well, you're about to go to sleep." "No, I'm not going to sleep." "Yes, you are." So I'm just asking, like, and it's not me complaining about, my kids. It's about me, like, sometimes I get in this mood, and so I work through it, and I come back to gratitude. Like, yes, it is a tough day. Doesn't mean I did anything wrong, or he doing anything wrong. He's just tired, and he just needs to sleep. But I'm also like just trying to. And I'm like, okay, just take some time to yourself, breathe. And that's why I'm like sitting in a space where nobody is in right now, because I'm literally like, breathe, Dre, because this day has been terrible. Like, I was watching, it was the point of the movie. I was just like, just looking at the screen, my face scrunched up, and my husband's like, "What's wrong?" And I'm like, and he already knew, like, she just over it. Like, something that was supposed to be so fun. And that's just an example of what it was like during my day. And I just want to know, have you experienced that? Because I know, like, I see a lot of people talk about how amazing they had, like, activities and stuff like that. And sometimes I feel like when I do fun stuff with the kids, it just be pure chaos. Yes, you get some glimmers through that activity or the outing or whatever it is, but maybe not want to do it again. And then here's what happened. Then I try again, and then it still be crazy. But that's just my little tidbit. That doesn't mean I'm gonna stop doing activities or anything. It's just more so like sometimes you just have to know, have no expectations. But then I just get so excited about certain stuff, and that's sometimes they give me a hard time. But yeah, so I hope you enjoyed this episode. And until next one, make sure that you leave a review, share with a friend. Even if you want, join the email list. I do send newsletters on everythingpostpartumwellness.com. But y'all know this ain't this type of episode. I just wanted to let you know. And until next time.